Immigration reform continues to be a hot topic on both the farm and on the Hill, as there is still question on whether or not it will even be brought up this year in the House. But now a new study has shined light on the importance of proper labor reform. The report gauging the farm sector's sensitivity to immigration reform finds that an approach to agricultural labor reform that solely focuses on immigration enforcement would raise food prices over 5 years by an additional 5 to 6%. And cut the nation's food and fiber production by as much as $60 billion. An update to a study conducted 8 years ago, the report was commissioned by the American Farm Bureau Federation and found that the best scenario for farm labor reform for consumers and farmers is one that includes immigration enforcement, a redesigned guest worker program, and the opportunity for skilled laborers currently working in agriculture to earn an adjustment of status. That would have little to no effect on food prices, and the impact on farm income would be less than 1%. However, under the enforcement-only scenario, the report shows fruit and vegetable production would be the hardest hit, with fruit production plummeting by 30 to 61% and vegetable production declining by 15 to 31%. In addition, the study also shows livestock production in the U.S. would fall by 13 to 27%. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman says the bottom line of this study is this: we either import our labor or we import our food. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.